as for regards to mathals fil Quran, examples that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives. So today I will discuss with you the mathal which comes in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. You know that mathal? What's it? مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةِ. So we will explain the surah quickly. Why a person is told to read it on a Friday. Why the imam is told. What message it gives to me and you. And then how Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala then brings it to the mathal. To say, I'll give you an example. Mathals in Quran comes. For Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is not telling us about somebody else. A mathal is known as a parable. Parable means you must apply it to yourself. It's you. But you want to tell it to the person in a manner that you don't want to make him feel bad. So you say, I'll give you an example of someone. The example that is given is going to be the example of a donkey. Remember last week we mentioned where Allah Tabarakallah says, Allah is not shy to give examples of mosquitoes. Anything smaller, anything bigger. A donkey is definitely bigger than a mosquito. A donkey. Still thirsty. How thirsty you get? Yeah, and drink, drink, drink. Just now you dehydrate. So a mathal. A donkey is an example. Now a donkey's nature is stubborn. Donkey's nature is stubborn. That's why you say you're stubborn like a donkey. A donkey's nature is it will carry what you want it to carry. But as soon as it gets a chance to run, it will be ready to throw off the load no matter what the load is. In the past when people used to go for Umrah, Hajj, we never saw that era, we heard about it. You would have the donkey carriers. Meaning the donkey carries the Haji. That's all. There was no cars. So you have stage point here where you come. Now I'm going from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, so there's the donkey man. So everyone jumps on the donkey and the man then hits the donkey. So the donkey got the normal route, it must run, walk behind the other donkey. And that donkey, 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 in front of it is the donkey walker. He is right in front and behind it is all the hajis on the donkey. Some donkeys got goods, some donkeys got people. The donkey doesn't bother who's on top of it. The man who's going for Hajj, he thinks he's very pious. So he reads his Subhanalladhi Sakhara Lana. He pets the donkey, say, Mashallah, Mashallah. As though the donkey respects him. Donkey don't respect him at all. He tells the donkey, Subhanallah, good donkey, Mashallah, good donkey. Donkey don't bother. The donkey is only worried about getting to the next place because its food is there. That's all. The donkey is not worried about you on top of me going for Hajj, Umrah. The donkey is not going to take him there as he's getting off, saying, make dua for me also. A donkey is not going to do that. Donkey needs to get there, and if it gets there with him or without him, it makes no difference. So they would say in the past, sometimes, along the way, that haji would fall asleep. And the donkey would take a hectic turn, and Haji Saab would go poof. So when the donkeys would reach the next station, sometimes there would be the donkey, but no Haji Saab. Then they would understand Haji Saab is somewhere. Then they would send somebody else to go pick him up. Like, where is he? He could be dead. If he banged his head, he could be walking. Ask him, what happened? Say, I don't know. I just woke up and I saw him nowhere. So that was the donkey. On that donkey, if someone put gold also. And somebody else told the donkey, you are so lucky. You know, with this gold, you can buy the food of the world. Even then the donkey, when it sees food, it will throw the gold off also. Although with that gold it could buy food forever, but its nature is only what's in its eye is important, not what has been put on its back. That's a donkey. Immediate pleasure is important. And you tell the donkey, you know what, this year I can retire you for life. With this gold, get it to the next destination properly, and I will build for you a better stable. The donkey is not bothered at all. You put it on me, I'll walk. If it falls, too bad. That's a donkey. Allah Tabaraka says, see, we gave the Bani Israel, the scholars of the Bani Israel, we gave them our book. That was the Torah. Hummilu Torah, they got it without any effort.
says we pushed it on their backs.
By saying we put it on their backs means they never went to earn it. We gave it to them. This was an example of me and you. Where Allah Tabarakallah says, see, you never really go work for Quran. You never make a 23-year effort because it took 23 years for Quran to come. You never make a 23-year effort. We just put Quran in your heart. We put it. He said, don't behave like a donkey now. Don't behave like a donkey. That the donkey got the most valuable thing. But because it's a donkey, even if the time came to throw off the load, it was ready. He said, you make sure we have given you a Quran. Understand what we have placed upon you. So what has been placed upon us, Surah Jumu'ah starts. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرُضِ. Whatever is in the heavens and in the earth is involved in glorifying Allah. So me and you, if we get the Quran, and you must know angels do not get Quran. Jibreel alayhi salam is the only angel allowed to relate with Quran in the manner he related. To be a carrier of Quran and to deliver Quran. Otherwise scholars have mentioned no angel can read Quran. Angels have been permitted to listen to Quran. They don't read Quran. That is why they get thrilled when they hear me and you here reading Quran. But me and you, we are like donkeys. That the angel will also be amazed what is on us, Quran. And the angel will be amazed how we just push Quran away. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةِ. So Allah Tabarak Tala first says, do you know how this Quran came to you? وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ. There was a nation who did not even know how to write. In that nation we sent a messenger. He read to them, they learned how to write. They wrote it on leaves. They wrote it on rocks. They wrote it on leather. The chance of it disappearing was so big, but it never disappeared. It stayed in someone's house. 10, 11, 12 years later, he was told, you still got that writing, bring it here. He found it. The chance of losing it with the hijrat was so big, it never got lost. All of those writings were gathered, so they could write it exactly how they wrote it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They memorized it heart to heart, tongue to tongue. But they were a nation who never even know how to write. Allah Tawarukhra said, we made it happen. We made it happen, why? So that وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ. That others, لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, who have not yet joined up with them, we will allow it to reach those others. Those others are me and you. That Quran reached me and you because Allah made it reach us. Now Allah Tabarak Tala says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. Remember, this is the bounty of Allah. He gives it to whoever He wishes. This Quran is that bounty. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا. He says, so now remember, the example of the one who was given the Torah, but then he did not carry it. Did not carry it means he was not interested. He did not pay attention to it. He never asked, what is it? They say the donkey does not understand it. So if you don't understand your Quran, we like donkeys. The donkey was not bothered about it. If we're not bothered of our Quran, we like donkeys. The donkey actually started feeling as a weight. Because he said, this is heavy stuff you put on me. Heavy stuff. If ever in our life we feel Quran has become a burden for us, then Allah Tabarakallah says, you're like a donkey. You're like a donkey. That the donkey will never understand the value he's carrying because he hasn't got the intelligence to understand it. He says, don't be like a donkey. All you need to do is look at what you got. Understand what you got. Enjoy what you got. Otherwise we're like a donkey, yahmilu asfar, who has been asked to carry very valuable books. بِئْسَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ How terrible is the example of a nation. الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ Who have denied the verses of Almighty Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ There are some people who Allah never guides. There are some people who Allah never guides. May Allah Tabarakallah bless us that we don't ever be like donkeys. Examples of Qurans are amazing. Why? Because you will see a donkey. You will see donkeys. They used to see Lord donkeys, the Arabs. But you will see donkeys. You will go in the farm, you will see a donkey. You will hear someone say, you're stubborn like a donkey. You will hear someone say, don't behave like a donkey. Everyone understands donkeys, even if you don't see it. Quran's examples are amazing. Sometimes the camel, sometimes the donkey. Sometimes Quran says, look at yourself, you an example. But today I leave you all the donkey. Every time you see the camel in the madrasa, we've got no donkeys at the moment. So look at the camel and say, you like the brother of the donkey. Cousin of the donkey, isn't it? So every time you see it, think of the donkey. And then think of that weight on the donkey. And then say, Allah, let me not be like a donkey. Allah, let me not be like a donkey. Allah tabarak wa grant tawfiq. So we will play it on the second reading of it. You will read with it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا
كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
A few days ago my brother Maulana Imran told me an incident. I mentioned it the other day to the students. I'll repeat it. It got to do with Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu was salam. So it was that a woman came to him and she complained, or she asked him that, is Allah really so just? Dawood alayhi salam being a Nabi of Allah, that's a word of kufr, that to ask, is Allah just? He got upset with the woman. He said, are you right in your mind? What are you asking? She says, but then it doesn't make sense, because I work so hard for my daughters. I'm the only one looking after them. There's nobody else. I work. Then she said, I go out, I gather what I need, I come back, then I make the yarn, whatever yarn she was. Then I go to the market, so much effort, then I sell it just so I can get a little bit for my daughters. There's no other man coming to help me. She says, but then I'm going to the market and then a bird comes above. And that packet unit I'm carrying, what I had made so much effort to sell, the bird just comes and grabs it and it's gone. She says, now where's the justice in this? Other people got an easy life. And me, I need to look after daughters. Why the bird must come take what is mine? Dawood alayhi salam, obviously, he feels sorry for the woman. And when you're feeling sorry, you don't want to shout a woman at that time. And then someone comes to say that there are some merchants. They need to meet you. So Dawood alayhi salam says, I'm busy now. They say they're in a hurry. They just want to drop something off. He calls them in. He tells the woman, you wait for a while, I'll speak to you just now. So the one person just comes and all the others are like right next to him, that we are rushing, but we just want to leave this money here. So he gives 100 coins to Dawood alayhi salam and he says, give this in charity. The next person says, give this in charity. Say, how much is 100 coins? The same. Next person he asks, give this in charity. Say, how much? 100. Again 100 coins. The next person, again 100 coins. He says, what's happening here? Everyone's giving 100 coins. So he says, no, we were in a shop, a boat. And then it got a bang. Then we were stranded. We couldn't use it. Now we are sitting and thinking about how to fix this thing up. And then one bird flies. As the bird is flying over us, we're looking at that bird and everyone is making a promise. That, oh Allah, you take us out of this problem, we will give 100 coins in charity. So everyone made a promise. And then we see this bird coming. And the bird then drops something. The packet falls in front, we wonder, what's this? So we open it and amazing we find that whatever we needed to mend our boat was in that packet. So we used it just to be able to get the work done. And as we came here, we said, now before going, we will make sure we fulfill our vow. So we said, the best person to give the charity to you is you, and you give it to whoever you want to. So Dawood alayhi salam now looks and in front of him, he got about 400 to 500 coins. So then he calls the woman, but the sentence he said to the woman was the unique thing. He said, auntie, in the future don't ever ask, is Allah just? Don't ask that question. Rather, you must ask yourself, how amazing is the kindness of my Allah? That not only does He worry of my business on the land, because auntie was going to sell it in the market, isn't it? And in the market she'll say, okay, who will buy this? For hundreds, no one. Okay, 50, no one. Okay, 20. Okay, take it for 10. That's an auntie. He says, here your Allah is doing business not only for you on the lands. Allah is looking for customers even in the waters also. He says, you must ask yourself, what is the kindness of that Allah? Who not only looks for customers for me on land, He even looks for my customers on the ocean. Because customers in the ocean pay more, isn't it? That man said, I'll give anything. Give me that packet. Anything, he said. You search for your customers. In life, me and you sometimes will wonder why something happened. Why? When I was small, I used to be going to madrasa. In the town, but madrasa time means after school time. And it just happened, my house was opposite the play area. So if you're playing tennis, it's opposite my house. You're playing cricket, it's opposite my house. So whoever is playing anything, I could be the player with everyone. And most of the time, whatever they needed to play was also in my house. Meaning the tennis rackets were there, so someone will knock and say, can we borrow your tennis rackets? Tennis ball is always, someone lost their ball. Can we take from you? Then naturally you say, oh, you're playing tennis, okay, I'm coming. You're playing cricket, okay, I'm coming. You're playing soccer, I'm coming. Anything you're playing, because in front of my house. So my house got everything and I'm that extra player that even if you don't like me to play, I'm part of the game because my ball, my racket, everything is mine. But there was one time I couldn't play and that was his time. That was his time. So as I come out of the house, you see people play. And then I had to go to the hips class, which was not far from my house. But in that one walk, so many times I would think, that why did I start hips? Why did I start hips? Because normally they say, once you start, you can't stop. I say, I could have been playing with my friends. Why did I start? Why did I start? And I would just walk like this and think, why did I start? And I go up, while I'm doing my hips, I'm thinking, I hope I can come out of class early. So at least I can get 20 minutes, 30 minutes of the game. Sometimes I would get it, sometimes I wouldn't. It would be a daily thing. I would look at them playing, and I had to walk. And you would ask, why am I where I am? Why am I? Years later, you still see people playing soccer, cricket, tennis, that never ended. Now it's paddle. That's the worst of all, at least in front of my house, in a way of that. Although it will come with all its own fitna. And you still see people playing, but now when I look at it, I'll never ask myself, why am I where I am? Now I will say, Allah, you made the decision better than I would have made the decision. I would have walked straight. Allah made sure I walked. You have to turn. Sometimes in life, Allah makes me and you turn also. And we'll always ask why I couldn't go straight. Why I had to turn. Later on in life, in this world, you'll get your answer. Going further, then there's another world. When man will enter that world, whoever was engaged in deen in this world, he will then thank Allah so much that Allah made him turn in the right place. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li'adha. This will be the word of all the people of Jannah. That only praise is to Allah who made me in this direction. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ. If Allah had not guided, we would never have walked this path. So how we laughed at the auntie when she said, why the bird took away my packet? Sometimes in life, me and you will ask, why did? Imagine you sleeping in the morning and a ustad comes to wake you up. And you look at the teacher and you just think, why am I here? Like, if I was at home, I could have been sleeping so nicely. You know? Today I had to go wake up one student. After very long I woke up a student. MashaAllah, at least he woke up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time had to wake up someone. Then he told a sahabi, you wake him up. So the scholars explained why. They said because sleep is so dear. There was a fear if Allah's Nabi woke up that sahabi. And he loved his sleep and he said, leave me alone. Then that could have been the end of his iman. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told one sahabi, you'll wake him up. That's why normally the ustad doesn't go to wake up a student. Because it's not sometimes a student in his sleep will just swear the teacher. Then after that, once upon a time when we were in madrasa, so the boys were playing tennis. There was an ark, they called it, an ark. Where they used to go. They said the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, but the ark supposed to survive, this one was drowning. So as those boys were playing tennis, my friend was playing tennis, and then someone came running. Now we were new boys in madrasa, so we don't even know who the teachers are. I wasn't there, but lucky. But my friend was there, he's playing tennis, and someone came running and said that the ustad is coming, the ustad is coming. They said, Karisap is coming. Now, Karisap in the madrasa, there's a known Karisap, the first one you meet when you enter the madrasa, so you know him, his Karisap. But the madrasa got Lord Karisaps. He's not really going to have one Karisap. So he thought that Karisap is coming. He doesn't know other. So he saw someone, and then he also said, Karisap is coming, Karisap is coming. But who he's telling? He's telling the Karisap. He's telling the Karisap. The Karisap said, who's coming? So normally when you are young, you like to swear more than you talk, isn't it? So because the Karisa asked him, who's coming? So he swore the Karisa. He said, you deaf or what? And he swore him. He said, Karisa is coming. And then he walked past. And the next day now the boys were sent in the classes to go to the different ustads. And now he lands up in front of Karisa. Things like that happen also. I don't know why I mentioned that one. So in the future also, when you know one person, don't think that's the only person in the world. Watch where you talk, to who you talk. When I was in madrasa my first year, I started teaching in the madrasa, so I was naturally young. So when I entered the class, now they told me to teach the class. So sometimes in the class you get boys your age, you sometimes get boys older than you. So I went to the desk to go teach. Now where are someone to go? I must go. So as I was walking there to teach, so the one boy, he stopped me and he said, that's the teacher's. That's the teacher's place. So I said, I am the teacher. So that boy started laughing and he said, yeah, and I am the president of the country. So then, now I'm wondering, must I sit down now? Because how do I sit down now? And then I said, hey, I got some work, and then I walked out. And then after that day I was walking, and then I had to make it known now I'm the teacher of the class before the guy kicks me out of the head again. So then I think he came to the office then. When he came to the office, he saw me sitting there also in the office. He must have told me, what you doing here? Get out. So then I think this person is looking and he asked someone, who is that? So he said, is that? And then the next day when I walked in, and he was just like looking down for a while. It must have been hard for him to look up after that. So those are all the waqiyat of the past. But Dawood alayhi salam's incident, it's a masal also for me and you. We and you must not be like the auntie. He said, is Allah just? That why am I here? Me and you must never ever say, is Allah just? Why am I here? You must say, what an Allah. That way I wanted to do business on earth, He wanted to do business for me in the heavens. What an Allah. When I wanted to do business on earth, He wanted to do business for me in the heavens. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.